The following is the President's speech at Kaiser, West Virginia, Saturday, October 16th, 1948.
It's a pleasure to be here today, and to start out with, I want your friend and my friend and my namesake and your fellow townsman, Harley Staggers, take a bow. Harley? Your next congressman. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have the great privilege, and it is a privilege, presenting to my fellow West Virginians and those neighbors from Maryland, my friend and your good friend, Harry S. Truman, President of the United States of America. Mr. President Truman.
Thank you very much. Harley Kilgore and I have been friends a long, long time. We had quite an association together in the United States Senate during the war. I want to say to you that Harley Kilgore ably represents West Virginia in the Senate, and I hope you'll send Matt Neely there this time so you'll have some real representation in the Senate. When I see crowds like this, I know the Democrats are going to win. I appreciate very highly your turning out to see the President and hear what he has to say. I'm very sorry I didn't have a chance to visit with you the other night, but we were on a very tight schedule and it just wasn't possible. I do appreciate your being here this morning. It means that you people are aware of what is at stake in this election. It means that you want a Democratic administration and a Democratic Congress. I think you're going to send Matt Neely to the Senate and Okie Patterson to the state capitol. And of course, you're going to send Harley Staggers to the Congress as your representative in this district. Harley's a namesake of my good friend here, Harley Kilgore. And I think Harley Kilgore in the Senate and Harley Staggers in the House ought to make this part of the country really well represented in those two great bodies. You know, the crowds have been greeting me all over the country just like this. I think they mean that the American people don't want and aren't going to have a government in Washington next year that'll make the shameful record that the 80th Congress did. The last 2 years, the Republicans in Congress have been trying to tear up the great laws which were passed during the Democratic administration since 1933. There were a lot of farmers around Kaiser, so I'm told, and every one of them knows how much better off he is today than he was in 1933 after 12 years of Republican misrule. And you know, the funny thing about this campaign, you never hear any Republican candidate make any reference to any Republican administration. He's running on a Me Too policy. He wants to take over and do what the Democrats have done, but he says he can do it better. Soil conservation, rural electrification, farm price supports, these many other forward-looking laws have brought West Virginia farmers to the most prosperous condition they have ever known. But what did the 80th Congress try to do? Slash the funds for soil conservation so much that the whole program is nearly wiped out. It refused to provide money for public power transmission lines. It refused to pass a House bill which would have provided better housing bill which would have provided better housing for farmers and city people alike. It refused to pass an education bill or a health bill. Those bills would have meant more and better schools and hospitals in farm areas. The Republican 80th Congress has hurt labor just as much as it has hurt farmers. The Republican Congress passed the Taft-Hartley Act for just one reason: to weaken the power of the labor union so that the working men would not be able to fight for better wages and working conditions. They passed that law over my veto. And when they pass laws and put them on the books, the President of the United States has sworn to support the Constitution of the United States and the laws, and he has to enforce the law. So the best thing you can do is to elect a Democratic Congress and take some of these horrible laws this 80th Congress passed off the books. The Republicans weren't content to hurt the farmers and the workers. Now they go around telling the farmers that we have high prices because the working men are getting too much money. And they're telling the workers that high prices are due to the fact that the farmer is getting a fair price for his crops. That's just not so. Prices are going up and up and up because the Republican leaders refuse to pass a price control law that I asked on time at the end. They refuse to do anything about prices because the big corporations want to continue making the greatest profits in all history. And they are making the greatest profits in all history. It's the first time in the history of the country when farmers have been prosperous, working men have been prosperous. Working men are getting three times what they did back under the Republicans. The farmers are getting four or five times what they got back under the Republicans. And the corporations are making nearly 10 times what they did under the... Well, they didn't make anything under the Republicans. Last time the Republicans were in office, they had a $300 million deficit. And you know what they had for profit last year after they paid all the taxes? $17 billion. You multiply that by minus 300 and see what you get. They had insult to MJ. The Republicans are going around in this campaign telling the rich that they want big campaign contributions from them as a reward for having passed a rich man's tax bill. They're boldly and brazenly saying you ought to pay part of that income saving you've got to the Republican campaign fund. Now, whenever Congress legislates for the benefit of a class, that Congress is not fit to live with. So don't return the 81st Congress with the same leadership that the 80th Congress had. Now, I talk about the Congress. I talk about the leadership. I'm not talking about such fellows as this in the Congress. They did the right thing. And if we had more of them, we wouldn't have the situation that we're faced with now. If you want good government and people who work for you in your interests and not for special interests, you'll go to the polls on election day and vote a straight Democratic ticket, and then the country will be in safe hands. How'd you like to meet my family? All right. Here's Mrs. Truman. She runs the White House and me. And here's Margaret.
That's all.